Brigham Young was the master at this type of thing, and I just don't have time when I'm lecturing to go into all of it. But Brigham had 27 wives and 56 children, and he was the governor of the Utah Territory. And the government of the United States told him, if you don't stop this, off to Mexico with you. Just about that time, Brigham's 27th wife sued him for divorce. These papers are in the Utah court system. You can go there and pull them yourself. And she got an award of $500 a month alimony, which was an enormous amount of money at that time, and established the fact that Brigham was a millionaire back in the 1870s. So Brigham went to court, this is on the record, and he bastardized all his children, with the exception of the ones that were born from his first wife. And he said, I will not pay Ann Eliza Young any $500 a month because the government of the United States has said that polygamy has been outlawed. And therefore, all the women that are supposed to be my wives aren't my wives at all. And since she's the last one, she gets nothing. So, for $500 a month, he bastardized all the children but four and turned all his wives into concubines. Now, that's on the record in Utah. And this is the man whose statue is in the Congress of the United States as prophet, statesman, leader, etc., etc. I tell you, Americans who won't stand for something are quite likely to fall for anything.